friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm going to talk about the musical Company. It's an older musical. It's a good musical. It's about a man called Bobby, and you're going through three of his birthdays. He's in his mid-30s. So we start out when he's like 35 years old, his first birthday, which is 35, then 36, 37. And we go also through the lives of his friends that are married. He is the only one in his friend group that is not married. Very popular song, which I don't have the name of it at this moment, but it goes, Bobby, 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 how are you doing, darling, darling, la 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 la. Very catchy. And another one, if you ever seen Glee, the song that's like, I'm not getting married today. That's not the beat of it, but very good, very catchy, good songs. And throughout the musical, his friends are like, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to have kids? This girl's not a good one. This girl's not. And I'm like, and he's like, maybe I can marry this girl, you know, because it's kind of like he's desperate to get married and kind of like running out of options and afraid of commitment on all these things, etc. So going through his friends, we have friends of his that are getting divorced because there's no love in the marriage anymore. We have friends that of his that one of the partners are cheating on each other. We have friends that they look picture perfect, but if you go inside their marriage, it's horrible. We have friends that they have kids, and because they have kids, they have no time for each other, and how their relationship, they're just mom and dad. They are romantic with each other. And it's good I've never been married, but when you have kids and in your relationship, it's always important, what I've heard, is to have date nights and keep that alive, because you're not just parents. Also, there is one of his exes and someone that I believe that he's still in love with that basically is getting married, and she has cold feet. It's the day of her wedding and it's raining, and she's like, I'm not getting married today, and you can't make me. And then she ends up getting married, and it feels like she regrets getting married as well. So you're going through all of that and being saying all like, marriage is not all that is up to, and it makes you think about marriage and if you want to be married and have kids, and especially when society is like, oh, you're in your 30s and you're in your late 30s, you're still not married and have children, and all the pressures going through that, and the pressures that you have on yourself. And at the end of the musical, like I said, every birthday, it's like, Bobby, 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 how are you doing, darling? Blah, blah, blah. It's your birthday. And the last birthday is his 37th birthday. His friends come to his house like they did all the other two times. He's inside. He's crying. He's sad. He's miserable because he's 37 years old and not married, not have kids, like not close to that at all. And you just feel bad for him in general because of that. And it just makes you think, is marriage all it up to be? Should you just get married to get married? And my answer to that is, you shouldn't get married just because your friends are married and just because your friends have children. Do things your own way. Also, marry the right person, have children with the right person. It's all about, be careful who you marry and have children with. And that's what I learned from it. Be careful with who you marry and who you have children with, because people can change, and you don't want to be in a miserable marriage, be with someone and have kids with a horrible person. That was a big lesson on that. Just don't get married and have children because your friends or your family members have children and are married, and they're pressuring you, don't marry the right person. Because this, you don't want to end up divorced, be in an abusive relationship, etc., etc. Do things on your own time. Do not feel pressure. That's what I've learned. It could be like, oh, you end up getting married in your 40s, or you might change your mind about marriage or having children. Do things on your own. That's the biggest lesson that I learned from Company. It's a great musical. It's an older musical. I would see it again. I saw it a couple months ago, and I forgot to do a review on it when I did see it a couple months ago, but I'm doing it now. But overall, if you get a chance to see Company, it's a good musical. It can teach you a lot of lessons, especially if you are single and or you are in your early 30s, your 30s, your end of your 20s, and overall, you're getting pressured, especially by your family, to getting married. Remember, do not settle. Find your person. Don't stay in a relationship that's abusive or someone that's cheating. Like the person that the friendship group of Bobby's that I didn't like the most was the girl that was married, and she just kept cheating on her husband, and she was like married multiple times. She never found a guy she liked. She just got married to them and then kept cheating on them. And I'm like, then don't be in a relationship if you're not gonna be faithful and if you don't like them. So overall, see Company when you can. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.